It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Ann Spivey from Flowery Branch Chiropractic.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Don Adams from Premier Branded Specialties.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having us as well.
Thank you, Don. Bob Starks from Keller Williams Commercial.
Good to be here.
Janifa Finch from Angel Cleaners.
Thank you for inviting me.
Angel Cleaning Company. Excuse me. Let me make sure we get the name right. And joining us in a minute will be Jenny Butler from Interiors by Green Street. Get that? Green Street Studios. Reading your website. Sorry about that. Welcome, everybody, and let's go ahead and get our show started. We're going to start today off with Ann Spivey from Flowery Branch Chiropractic. Welcome again, Ann.
Thank you.
Ann, start us off telling us a little bit about Flowery Branch Chiropractic and what all that you do there.
Well, I'm the practice representative. I just started this year. I got a chance to meet Drs. Chris and Tanya Turner. They are amazing. They're the best chiropractors I've ever met in my life, and they're actually really genuine people. And I didn't know anything about chiropractic before I started. I've learned so much through all of this, and it really has blown me away. Our mission there, they really believe that they want to reform healthcare one person at a time. And by that, they mean they want to get people healthy, enable them to live well, and then prevent problems in the future. So it's really a great opportunity for me to be able to really genuinely help people. That's why I love my job. I think it's the best job I've ever had.
Anybody who loves their job, it's not a job. It's somewhere it's a place that you just love being every day.
Definitely.
So tell us a little bit about some of the services that are provided over at Flowery Branch Chiropractic.
Well, obviously they offer chiropractic. They have several different, actually numerous different treatment options with that, spinal and extremity adjusting. They offer massage therapy. We have several massage therapists in the office. They offer nutritional counseling, which is amazing. And also different kinds of rehab and therapy, depending on what the patient needs.
And how many people are on staff there? You have a couple of doctors?
We have two doctors. We have several office staff and therapists, and then we have about seven massage therapists.
That sounds like the place to go for a massage.
Awesome. Absolutely. I get the massages all the time. They're amazing.
And in Flowery Branch, there's a lot of chiropractors around in the surrounding area. Tell us about if someone were in the area. Give us a little better description of where you are, because people say, where is that?
We're on Hog Mountain Road. Mm-hmm. Where Hog Mountain and Spout Springs Road cross, we're just right up the street from that, on the left across from Green's Tavern.
Okay. Now, you're not the chiropractor, but you are the
practice representative.
But can you tell us, what are some of the most common things that people coming into the office for these days?
Well, obviously people come in when their back hurts, or if, you know, their hip hurts or something like that. But what's really cool is someone will come in for a backache and then they find out that their sinuses get better, or they find out that they're having other things get better. And it's because everything is connected. You know, all the nerves go from your brain through your spine to every part of your body. So don't think that you can't come in just because your back's not hurting. We can help you with numerous problems, and we can even prevent things from happening in the future. So it's really awesome.
That's cool. Now tell us a little bit about, I know that Flowery Branch Chiropractic reaches out a little bit to the community. Talk to us a little bit about what all you do to reach out into your community.
Absolutely. We are huge supporters of our community, of the charities in our community, the different local causes, our churches and our schools. We do several drives throughout the year. We do like a back to school drive where we get school supplies for kids that couldn't afford it. We do a food drive. We do a Christmas drive, teddy bear drives, things like that. And then just about every weekend, we are sponsoring a 5K or some kind of a festival, a local bazaar festival, something like that, to support our churches and local causes in our community. And that's what I get to do. So I get really excited about those kind of things. I get to meet a lot of people. We get to really help a lot of people too.
That's cool. Now, I also understand you provide a lot of opportunities out to the business communities as well. Paint us a little picture about what all you're doing in terms of a business to business.
Okay. Well, what I do, I meet a lot of different businesses through networking with our Chamber of Commerce and through our Business of the Week program. And when I go into a business, we do we want to help them. It's not what can we get from them. It's what can we do for these people. We go to a lot of employee health fairs and health screenings. We do what we call a spinal screening. And if you don't know what that is, I take my iPad and I take your picture. That's all I have to do. I don't have to touch you or anything. I take your picture and then I have a program that analyzes your posture. So we're able to tell the employees, okay, you have some different postural misalignments. You might be having some problems in these areas, and we can provide them information on how to get better. We also do wellness presentations for the employees. We can come on site. We can even bring lunch. And we talk about wellness. We talk about how to stay safe depending on what industry you're in. You know, you might want me to include some safe lifting techniques or whatever. We can tailor that to that business's specific needs.
And for the business owner that's out there listening today, tell us some benefits, added benefits to bringing in a wellness program and having, even if it's just a day or an ongoing program, to their company.
Well, it's absolutely a great idea for any business owner. I know when you're owning a business, you're running a business, the biggest thing is money. The biggest thing is making a profit. So your employees are very important, and you want them to be able to work and to work well. If they're out of work because they're hurting or getting hurt, things of that nature, you're not making money, you're spending money. So you need to take care of your employees. And, if you have any questions about that, sometimes business owners, they don't know what to do. They don't know what kind of a wellness program to do. We are more than happy to come in, look at what you have, how many employees you have, and sit down with you and create a program. There's a lot of complimentary things that we do, things like the spinal screening and the class. Those are completely free. We offer those as a service to our community. We do also offer chair massages. You can hire us to bring in our massage therapists and massage chairs and for like an employee appreciation day or something like that. It definitely boosts morale. It definitely boosts productivity, and it makes the employees feel good, and that helps them to work better.
Well, and certainly if you've got someone who's sitting in an office chair all day and they can feel that fatigue.
Absolutely.
How often if somebody were to do something, say they wanted to do an ongoing wellness program, what kind of things could you tailor for a company doing an ongoing program?
Honestly, we can tailor whatever they need. If you want to have a program where we come in every quarter and talk to your employees or do massages or anything of that nature, we can do that. If you have something you want to do like a wellness contest or something with your employees for them to lose weight or eat better, whatever that is, we want to be involved. So we can definitely tailor it to the employer's needs. It can be every day. It can be once a year. Whatever they need, we're there for them.
All right. Now, earlier you mentioned something about a business of the week. Talk to us a little bit about what that is and what all is involved with that.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to appreciate the different businesses in our community. They do so much. They employ our people. They provide services that the community needs. So what we do is every week we select a business. It's someone that's been nominated by one of our staff. We sit down and pick them. And then we go out to that business. We take them brownies or cupcakes or something for all of their employees. We take gifts for them. We also promote them on our Facebook page and also in our office. And then several of them have actually reciprocated and given us some, like, you know, coupons or promotional items. And we distribute those to our patients because we want to really promote the different businesses in our community. And we want our patients to know, hey, these are some great things you may not know about. You know, if you need these services, you should go here.
And do you have any classes that people can come to at your office, or do you go to people? You mentioned probably during your wellness you can teach classes. Talk to us of some of the classes that you might teach.
We can do both. We have a class in the office that I teach called How to Stay Young the First 100 Years. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but the thing is people are living longer. Scientists from the University of Texas reported on the Today Show in 2006 that by the year 2050, over 800,000 Americans will be living to the age of 100, and many will be living to 150. So we're definitely going to be living a long time, but we haven't changed the way we take care of our spine. So this class is to teach you, if you're going to live this long, you want to have a quality life. I mean, if you think about it, if you live to 105, but you lose your mobility at 65, that is 40 years of immobility and pain. We don't want that to happen. So we teach this class. We teach it every Thursday. The times alternate. So the first and third Thursdays are at 6 p.m. The second and fourth Thursdays are at 12 noon. We do that every week in our office. Everyone's welcome. It's free. There's no obligation. You don't even have to be a patient. We can also give this presentation to businesses and organizations and things like that.
And how long does the class run? You may have said I'd
Oh, it's 30 minutes when I do it in the office. But like I said, if we come out to your business, your school, your community organization, we can tailor it. Mm-hmm. So if I need to cut it a little short, I have a 10-minute version I can do on the fly, and then I can add stuff at the end if you'd like more information about a specific topic.
Mm-hmm. And for those that may be listening to, we're talking to Ann Spivey from Flowery Branch Chiropractic. Say if you were going to a school, say we've got some people listening that talk to the schools, what age groups would you talk to? Can you tailor your messages to?
We can talk to any age group. Absolutely. I mean, we can talk to teenagers. We actually have a lot of children that come into the office. We have even infants that we see. So it's not like this is something that's too much for them. Of course, if we were going to be talking to children, we would want their parents present because we'd want them to have the information as well. But we can definitely give this to especially like dance groups or sports groups, mm-hmm. Because they need to know how to take care of their body so they can be at top performance for a long time.
One of the things I was just thinking of was sports groups, football seasons starting to ramp up for spring practice and
Absolutely.
Baseball and whatnot. And those get a lot of injuries. And I'm certain that you probably in the Flowery Branch area especially see a lot of students coming through your area.
Yes, we do. And we have a special discounted student rate. Of course, insurance usually covers, but if someone is paying cash, we do have a student rate. And we see a lot of children, a lot of dancers, a lot, like you said, sports. And we even see infants, actually Drs. Chris and Tanya Turner, they have two boys. They've been adjusting them since they were under 12 hours old. It's never too early.
And tell me, this is your hardball question of the day.
Okay.
Tell me what it is you love about your job the most.
Everything. No, actually, I really love the difference you can see in someone's life. When someone comes in and they've been in pain for 3 years and walking with a cane and they're only 25 years old and depressed because they know they're hurting every day and they're going to hurt more the next day. And then they walk out after one adjustment and they're not using their cane anymore. And then after 2 weeks, they're not using their medication. That's why I do what I do. In fact, that's my husband. That's my husband's story. That's how I got involved, is he was a patient. And then I ended up, getting this job. But yeah, it's amazing to me to see the difference we can make in people's lives.
Fantastic. Now, people who are listening and they want to know a little bit more about Flowery Branch Chiropractic and how they can get in touch with you, tell us how they can get some more information.
You can go onto Facebook and look at Flowery Branch Chiropractic. You can go to our website, which is www.floweybranchchiro.com. Chiro is spelled C-H-I-R-O, just in case you didn't know. Or you can give us a call at 770-967-1900.
Great. Thank you, Ann. Thanks for being on the show
today.
Thank
you so much, Kate.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Dawn Adams from Premier Branded Specialties. Welcome, Dawn.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having us again.
We're glad you're here. Dawn, start us off with telling us what is Premier Branded Specialties.
Well, we sell fun, Kate. Premier Branded Specialties has been around since about 1995. My father started it with all of the progressions and jobs and work that we've all had. I was in audio video for a long time, selling for a big box store here in Atlanta that was locally based. That store went bankrupt, so we all had to evolve into something. I sold audio video for some higher end customers, some really nice stuff that we've done. I evolved into promotional products, obviously, to work with Dad. I was living in Tennessee at the time. Didn't really like it. I went through some life changes of my own personally. I lost a grandmother and some other things. My father started this company and, come on down, Don. Join me. You know what fathers want. So with all my life changes, I came down and into the promotional products world. I've been doing it now for about 4 years. And the neat thing about this is everything is different. Every customer is different. Everything I touch is just fun. There's nothing that we do that's hard. Everything is just fun.
We're having a fun show today. So for those who are listening and they're hearing this word promotional goods, talk to us about what promotional goods. I know somebody in my past used to say, oh, you sell trinkets, but it's not trinkets. Tell us what promotional goods are.
Kate, it's a lot more than just trinkets. It's, a pen is a commodity. Everybody's got to have a pen. But what separates my pen from everybody else's pen? The promotional products is shirts. We do screen print. We do embroidery. I can even do a hot flash shirt, which is a one or two shirt. So, we can deal with some smaller quantities, not just larger quantities. We do pins, all the fun stuff that you've always had.
all the things that somebody wants to use to get their name out in front of other people.
You've got to keep your name out in front of people. If you're not in front of people, you're behind people.
And give us some examples of the types of things, besides just pins, what are some of the most fun things that you've ever done in the promotion? Because I'm sure you've seen the gamut of things that people have put their logo on.
We've seen it all from, you know, billboards to pins to shirts. Some of the most fun things, and I've got a client that buys pins, and she buys a bunch of pins. And, you know, I have a good on-running joke with her, is everywhere I go in the city of Gainesville, I see her pins. She has the best idea. If I sell you a bunch of pins, Kate, and you leave them in a box under your desk, then you got a box of pins. They don't really do anything for you. It's not a promotional product at that point. It's a shoebox full of pins. If I took that same pin and I go to the post office and I leave pins behind, I go to my hair cutter and I leave pins behind, now I'm promoting myself. I'm out there. This business group here, there's six of us here today. We all exchange business cards. We all exchange pins. You know, that's keeping us in front of each other right here.
And if somebody's looking at that and they think, oh, well, you know, yeah, pen's nice, but I don't know what to do with art or logos or, you know, I've got a business card that somebody did for me online, but I don't really know what to do. How can you help them out?
Hey, that's great. If you have a logo, you're way ahead of the curve. A lot of people come to us and say, you know, Don, I don't have a logo. Great. If you got a pencil and paper and you can draw something, draw out what you want and we'll make it the logo that you want. We'll make it a logo that expresses you because, like I said, every customer and every client's different. What works best for a elementary school won't work for a high school. What works for a high school doesn't work for a college. A landscaper and a painter and a contractor all work on a house. They're all three different kinds of clients, even though they work on the same house. So how we promote one of those three clients is not how we promote all three of them. And, you know, whether I work with a bank, a house, a cleaning service, anything I do, I want to learn a little bit about that business. What makes you better than the other people? What makes you click and what makes you who you are? Because everybody is different.
And when you're trying to help somebody through the promotional products, paint us a little picture of what you do to kind of help them figure out what it is they need. Because a lot of people, the pins are the only thing they think of, but there's so much out there in the promotional world. Talk to us a little bit about what you do to kind of help them figure out what's the best promotional product for them.
Well, Kate, I got a website. On our website, you can go and research multiple kinds of products, not just pins. Pins are probably the most well-known, T-shirts and such like that. But, you know, a lot of things. We have utensils for the kitchen. A lot of people don't think about that. But, you know, in the housing industry, a leave-behind item is something that's really important. We all can't be in front of every customer that we have 100% of the time. So if you can leave something behind, your name is behind. Your company is there. You're always in front of that client. You want to be in front of that client because you obviously want repeat business. Going out and finding a new customer is hard to do. And, you know, training a new employee is hard to do and expensive. Retaining a customer, retaining an employee is what we want. We're selling fun. We want these items to be in your hands. We want them to be in your client's hands. You know, a unique item, a water bottle. You know, if you're in the wedding industry or whatever, a water bottle with your name on it. You know, glasses, there's tons and tons of things. I have catalogs. I have website. I can do the research for you and really save your time and help you out.
And you alluded to it just a little bit, but I'm going to let you expand on that. There's a lot of promotional goods companies out there. A lot of people are in your industry. Unfortunately not the only one in Gainesville, but you're one of the ones we hear about the most. Tell us a little bit about what separates you from the rest of your competition.
Well, like I said, Kate, I want to learn a little bit about your company. I don't want to sell you that shoebox full of pins or that box full of glasses or, you know, whatever the item is that we choose that best fits what you're doing. I want to learn about your company. I want to learn what makes Kate at Eagle better. I want to learn about the people sitting at this table and what makes your business click. By learning about your business, I learn who your people are and what your target audience is. Mm-hmm. If I know who I'm going after, I know the appropriate product to go after. You know, when you come to me and say, hey, I have an eagle on my shirt, I'm going to go look for a lot of eagle stuff. I work in Gainesville. It's not a big joke that there's a lot of chicken and poultry in Gainesville. So guess what? I have a lot of chicken and poultry customers. I type into my little handy computer, poultry, chickens, everything. I have notepads that have chickens on them. I have squeezy dolls that have chickens on them. I can put a chicken on anything. I went to the poultry world, the poultry convention. I know nothing about chickens other than I get it at the grocery store. When I went to the poultry convention, there's a ton of stuff that I didn't know about chickens. So, you know, by me selling promotional products to somebody in the chicken industry, I now know that there's a whole lot about chickens I don't know. So.
Well, and I think that's something I've heard that's unusual, I think, maybe for someone in the promotional goods, is you go to the trades for the customers that you're trying to reach. You're not just waiting for somebody to come to you. I want to go sell to the chicken places, so I'm going to go to the chicken trade shows.
Right.
That leads me to my next question is, how do you market yourself, and how do you find the customers that you're trying to reach?
We're just like everybody else. We put a lot of money this year into our internet and to our web. We have a better website. I'd like to say it's great. It's just with Google's ongoing changes, it's hard to stay number one ranked. So I can't rely on the web. I don't rely on the phone book. We're members of our Chamber of Commerce. We're into local groups. The local groups seem to be really well for us. We do really good there.
Tell some of the groups that you are involved in. Maybe let us know where they can find you.
Yeah, we're in the Houston Business Association. Great group. It's in Jackson County. We're in the Jefferson area business meetings like that. You can find us just about anywhere. Like I said, the poultry convention is something we went to. Any chamber events from any other chambers other than the ones we're involved in, we go to those events as well.
And do you have a general service area that you target, or do you have customers all over Atlanta, or what is your general service area?
Our office is in Gainesville. That doesn't mean we stay in Gainesville. I go all over Atlanta. I went up to Chattanooga. That's where I live for the last couple of years. I still have a lot of friends up there, so I go to Chattanooga two or three times a month. We have customers that we've never seen in Virginia. I have people contact me off the web, and I've sold them as far as California. We have customers that do wind turbines in Gainesville. It's a German company. They do some business in Brazil. We've sent shirts to Brazil. We'll go anywhere to do what we need to do.
Excellent. And is there any one particular item that just sticks out in your head as something that was particularly, since you're selling fun, particularly fun or unique that you did for one of your clients? That was just a big hit. They came to you and said, boy, this was a big hit.
The biggest thing that I did, and I told you I had that client earlier, she did some pins and they're orange. And when I say orange, you can see them from space. It's like the astronauts say, you know, we can look down and see Las Vegas, and I can see Las Vegas lit up from space. These pins I can see from space. And not only are they orange, they are pumpkin orange. And this customer, this client, has the idea. She'll take 6 to 10 pins everywhere she goes. And I go to a lot of restaurants for lunch. I'm a big guy. I see her pins everywhere. And it's an ongoing joke with us that I take a picture of her pins with a restaurant, and I post it to her Facebook page. So, again, that's something that I can do to pay her back, because we're all trying to build our Facebook pages and get more clients through the internet and the web. That's one way that I can do it, and it's fun. I went and saw her yesterday. It's just a lot of fun. She enjoys it. We just have a good time. And it's something as simple as a pin that keeps you in front of your customer when you can't be there. We all can't be in front of 100 customers, but I can be in front of one and have my name in front of the other 99 all the time.
Very good. So, Don, we're talking with Don Adams from Premier Branded Specialties. Don, if somebody wants to talk to you about getting some more fun in their business and promoting their business when they're not at every table at the restaurant and how they can get their name out there, how would they go about getting some more information from you?
Oh, man, you can do it anyway. You can call me. My phone number is 404-567-3097. That's my cell phone, so hopefully it doesn't start ringing right away. I did put it on vibrate while we're in the radio. Our website is www.premierbranded.net, or you can visit us on Facebook. Any one of those ways would be great. We have a Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting tomorrow. Anybody is welcome to come out tomorrow. If you're listening to the radio, please come out and visit us. It's at 10 o'clock. Our address is 2445 Hilton Drive, Gainesville, Georgia, 30501. We got great cake, drinks, and just a lot of good time and some good fun. There'll be a lot of nice people out there.
Great, great. And thank you, Don. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kate.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Bob Starks from Keller Williams Commercial. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
Bob, start us off talking to us about, we've had agents on the show before, but they've all been residential agents. Talk to us about what Keller Williams Commercial is all about.
Yes, ma'am. A few years ago, Keller Williams decided to develop their commercial department, and now we're already over 1,150 commercial agents, over 100 right here in the Atlanta area. And, of course, with the residential, Keller Williams just became number one in the country in number of agents, as somewhere in the neighborhood of 77,000 agents.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate, Bob, and how and what made you decide to go into the commercial side, because you don't hear as many commercial agents out there as you do residential. There's got to be a, we'll get into the, all the different aspects of that in a minute, but talk to us about how you got into this.
The way that I got into real estate and then commercial real estate is I used to be a pilot for Delta Airlines, and I flew for about 38 years. And I always wanted a backup trade in my back pocket because, as you know, being a pilot, you have a first-class physical about every 6 months. And if you don't pass a physical, then you're out of a job. So I've had my license for about 42 years. I started when I was 6 years old. And I've always had the license, and I've been in and out of real estate. But then, I had to retire from Delta at age 60, and I didn't want to just completely retire. And so I went to work in real estate, and I like commercial real estate. But we do have a team. We have a team of four people with my wife, Kathy, and we have Stacy Rowe, and then we have a full-time assistant. So we provide all the services real estate, residential, commercial. We cover industrial, office, retail, land, multifamily, leasing. And also we help people that are interested in investing in single-family residences. A lot of people are into flipping houses, as that has become very popular with all the TV shows, Flip This House, and the Property Brothers and so forth. And a lot of people are turning to real estate as an investment and as part of their portfolio for retirement. So I like to help people with that.
And let's expand on that a little bit more about flipping houses and investments. What kind of things do people need to be looking out for when they're thinking about getting into flipping houses, and how do you help them through that process?
Well, there is a process. I would say the main thing is to find a local realtor that can guide you. And then when you find that property, you want to make sure you get a home inspection. You want to make sure you have a mortgage broker to work with and a closing attorney also to close the deal. But I think the home inspection is probably the big thing, and of course that comes along with the termite inspection, to make sure the integrity of the structure is what you expect it to be.
And thinking a little bit about that's on the residential side, not on the commercial side. Tell us a little bit about some of the differences that a commercial agent has to go through versus a residential agent. We've heard a lot of talk in the market about it's now turning into a seller's market versus a buyer's market in the real estate market. But what's the commercial side of things doing?
Really, in reality, the principles of residential or commercial are about the same as far as the process, as far as selling, as far as listing, as far as your relationship with the buyer or the seller. It's just a different product. Of course, residential is residential. It tends to be a little bit more emotional because a home is very dear to all of us, whereas commercial tends to be more numbers-driven, ROI, rate of return, the cap rate, depreciation schedules, financing cap rate. So the main difference, I would think, is one is more of a numbers and more of an investment side, and the other is more of buying your personal home.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the commercial side, are you also mostly dealing with people who are buying land and buildings, or are you working with business people who are trying to buy that space that's going to be their office?
That's a very good question. There's industrial, office, retail, land, multifamily leasing, different facets of commercial real estate. And of course, you want to specialize in one or two of those. My main focus is on land, although this past year I've been involved with four churches. I've actually sold two churches. I have another one coming under contract this week. I also sell land, like I said, and I sell office buildings and retail sites. So you have to, especially in this market where it's been very demanding, you really have to be involved in almost all aspects, as long as you take the time to get the proper training and knowledge to make sure you're actually helping the client and putting the client first.
Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned that you had a team of people. Talk to us a little bit about, everybody probably has a little different aspect of the business that they do. Talk to us a little bit about what some of the members of your team work on for you.
Well, that's a good question. In real estate, as you know, we're all independent contractors. Although we work for a large company, we're really our own boss, and we have our own business within the business. So you can develop your team or stay as an individual or an individual and hire an assistant. So there's a lot of different ways to go. Presently, my team consists of myself. I have Susan Simpson, my longtime assistant, that handles all the administration. And then my wife, Kathy, has just joined our team, and she deals in homes. And then Stacy Rowe, who we just added about 3 weeks ago, is our buyer's agent, and she represents and works with buyers. So that's my team today for, and as God blesses us, maybe we'll add more people in the future.
So if somebody were listening, whether they were looking for commercial land or that home, they could contact the Starks team and would be able to find somebody that could fit their need to help them out.
Absolutely. Not only that, but someone involved in real estate that needs help, and then come to our office, and at no obligation, no fee, no charges, we have a mortgage loan people on site that can walk them through interest rates, payments, their credit, how much they can afford, because you want to make sure that you target what you can afford and don't overspend. We also have closing attorneys on site that help with the title research and the actual closing of the property. And then we have vendors, of which you're one of our vendors, by the way, and help us with carpet restoration, cleaning. But we also have home inspectors and contractors and plumbers, electricians, and on, that we can help our client to the fullest extent possible.
Cool. And talk to us a little bit about the types of transactions maybe that you have closed this year. Maybe there's been an interesting transaction, an interesting sale of some sort.
That's the one thing I like about real estate. Every transaction is different. There's so many different facets. There's so much involved. Personalities, for one thing, which I get excited about, meeting different people and trying to meet their different needs and relating to them. The deals that I'm working on this week, I have a 2-acre site under contract. I have a church that is going back and forth as far as negotiations are concerned, and I have a small medical office building in Lawrenceville that is going under contract that's going back and forth at this time. So those are the main things. But I carry about $45 million in listings, which comprises about 30 different listings, mainly land, like that's my specialty, but other aspects of real estate.
Now, I hear that the average home these days on the market is about 60 days or so, but tell us about the commercial. Maybe is that a little different if somebody had some land that they were looking to sell? What's the average length that it takes to sell land these days?
Well, first of all, you hit the nail on the head. I just came from our team meeting, and the days on market was exactly what you said, 60 days. So residential real estate is selling like hotcakes. It's unbelievable the competition, people trying to find a home. A lot of times you put these homes on the market, and literally there's two or three offers the next day on that house. And people are actually offering more than the list price for a lot of these houses. In a commercial, again, it's more numbers driven and tends to be a longer process and not as fast moving as residential.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is thinking about, there's lots of real estate agents out there. I'm not sure everybody at our table today knows of real estate agents. What kind of questions should they be asking as they're interviewing agents to determine who's going to be the best agent for them? What kind of things would they hear from Bob to say, this is what I can do for you?
Well, my whole thing is character, and all our business here is to meet these people here. And by the way, I know where to get my back adjusted now. I know where to get my promotional items. I know where to get my building clean, and I know where to get my interior design work done, and certainly the radio station to go to. So you want to make sure character, and our belief system, I love this, and you don't mind if I share this
Please,
with you?
Please, absolutely.
These are the main principles: win-win or no deal, integrity, do the right thing. Customers always come first. Commitment in all things. Communication. Seek first to understand. Creativity. Ideas before results. Teamwork. Together, everyone achieves more. Trust starts with honesty. Success results through people. Fantastic. So the answer to the question, seek someone that you can relate to that has a high degree of character and that they will do what they say they're going to do.
Fantastic. And I think that's, I hear that a lot from people in the Keller Williams thing. And is that part of why that you went to work for Keller Williams? Tell us what is it about besides those? Is there something in addition that just makes it say, this is why I'm here and this is why I stay?
This is why I'm at Keller Williams. There's a number of reasons, but their mission is to build careers worth having, businesses worth owning, and lives worth living. Their culture is directed to the individual. As a matter of fact, they share roughly half of their profits every month with the producing agents. I don't know many other companies that share half their profits every month. They give. They help people. They want to be there for people. At certain times, we all have different needs in our lives, whether it's spiritual or marital or financial, of course. And Keller Williams really puts the agent first, that they're going to do everything they can to help you and to help make you successful.
And tell us a little bit about the types of clients that you as a commercial agent, if somebody's listening out here, and by the way, we're listening to Bob Starks from Keller Williams Commercial, when they are trying to think about, do I need to hire an agent or not? Who is that type of client that you're looking for? And they say, I know somebody that sounds just like that. Paint us a little picture, if you will, of what your typical client looks like.
Well, the typical client is someone that has a need, whether it's to buy or to sell real estate. And I would say this, and I do flipping houses myself, and I'd be happy to sit down with anyone and share that knowledge with them freely. But I use realtors to sell my property. I believe in realtors. And it's just like y'all have your specialties and your special knowledge. If I have a problem, I go to you to get that solved or what you're educated in. So I would say that the customer should seek professional help.
Okay. And in terms of, are you still finding a lot of people flipping houses these days, or are you finding more and more of the traditional market?
Flipping has been very fast-paced the last couple of years, but the traditional market is coming online now. But what's happened is that we have hedge funds and REITs coming in from all over the United States and the world that are buying homes and then renting them out. Because like Warren Buffett said, if I knew what I was doing, I'd buy 1,000 houses in Atlanta, I believe he said, or wherever. And so that's where the action is at this time. But we have the lowest inventory that we've had in years in Atlanta. Inventory is down. Days on the market is one of the lowest it's ever been. Now, I just heard today, this morning, that new home sales are really kicking in because that resale home, the people that are coming here literally want to buy $50 to $100 a month. And one deal, I just heard one organization just bought over 1,000 houses. They just closed that, O'Kelly and Sorhan. So that part of the market is very hard to actually find the product at this time. But you know the good thing about that is people, investors that are out there going in these neighborhoods where the house is vacant and the windows are torn and the grass is knee high, and they're taking the risk and making the investment to buy that property and to fix that property up and put it back on the market. And what does that do? It increases the value of the neighborhood. It helps the value for the people that live in the neighborhood. It makes it aesthetically pleasing. And so I really applaud these investors for buying these places and fixing them up and providing affordable housing for that first-time home buyer.
Fantastic. Bob, thank you for being on the show. If people are wanting to find a little bit more information about you and your team, how would they go about finding some information about you? A phone number, a website?
Yeah, let me just share. Our phone number is 678-982-3303. Thank you very much. And thanks, Kate, for having us.
Thanks for being on the show, Bob. Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Geneva Finch from Angel Cleaning Company. Welcome, Geneva.
Thank you, Kate, for having me on board.
We're pleased to have you here today. Start us off with telling us about Angel Cleaning Company. What are the types of services maybe that you provide?
Okay. Angel Cleaning Company was formed in 2007. I was in the hospitality industry working for Marriott and Holiday Inn. I used to be a rooms division manager. I looked at the cleaning, and I had people cleaning my home. And the way they were cleaning was not to my standard. So when I turn a certain age, I decide, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. But the plan was to take care of senior citizens because I have a heart for seniors. But as I go along cleaning senior homes, people was overcharging seniors, taking advantage of seniors, send the wrong people to clean their house. No background check was done. They said they do background check, and that wasn't done. You know, no insurance, and I did not like it at all. I was involved in my church taking care of seniors, so it's something that's very dear to my heart. But as I went in the cleaning business, it changed. I get bigger needs. There were bigger needs out there, and I go out there in it where we clean commercial, we clean residential, we clean, we do turnkey, we clean apartments, we do daycare centers and all of it. But the seniors is still very close to my heart because of my grandparents and my mother.
And tell us a little bit about if somebody were looking for a cleaner, there's lots of house cleaners out there. Mm-hmm. What kind of things separate Angel Cleaning Company from anybody else that might just be a mom in a van?
Okay. What makes Angel different to a cleaning company, to any other cleaning company? First, we do background check. We have workman comp. We have all the credential, but they are fully trained. I have employees that I took with me when I left the hotel industry 7 years ago, and they are still working with me. You have to treat your employee right so you can get good results. My employee is like a family to us. That's how we work. We care about their needs. We give them employee of the month. You know, we give them all the little perk that make them come to work every day. And I have not had any employee calling sick since we started. Even they are sick, they come to work. I have to send them home. And the thing is, I work side and side with my employee. They are different to different cleaner. And what makes us unique, we find out our clients need and we exceed their expectation. We call them at the end of every week. I have my daughter Allison in the office that will call and find out how their cleaning needs was today. And that is something you do not find in the house, in the cleaning industry. It's just like they send anybody to clean your house. Never check with them and find out if the client's needs was met or if the client is happy or if something was not done. Another thing that makes us different, if we should ever drop the ball, we go back and clean it free of charge at no cost, which is something is rare. People do not do that anymore. The communication level in service, it is gone through the door. And when I started this company, the key thing is integrity. If you say yes, where I come from, if you say yes, yes is yes, and no is no. And that's what we live by.
Excellent. Now, you said something that I actually want to just bring attention to, because I don't hear that often with a lot of cleaners. You have people that have been with you for 7 and 8 years.
7 years.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's unusual in your industry to have people that have shown such loyalty. To me, I would think a homeowner would say, that's somebody I know I can trust. Because I think that's an important part of your industry is that you're putting somebody into people's homes.
Exactly.
And so to be able to show them that you've got a level of trust of somebody that can go in there is fantastic. Now, describe to us a little bit about who is your typical customer. Are they once a week? Are they once a month? Or are they somebody that just call you? Maybe you have somebody whose mother-in-law is coming to town. Describe to us a little bit about what an average customer is for you.
We have all type of customers. We have customers every 2 weeks, every week, every month. We have realtor, which we work with on turnkey. We have construction company, which we work with when they make building or they renovate, we go and clean. We have all types of clients.
And is there any type of cleaning that you don't do that you might say, no, that really needs to be for a different type of company? Is there any type of that you've run into where somebody's asked you to clean something and it's really not in your area that you say, no, this is more of our specialty?
Well, I have not found any kind that we do not do. Mm-hmm. We do almost everything.
And in commercial, are you doing small office commercial or are you doing some larger buildings like evening janitorial, or is it more in the small office arena?
We do big and we do small offices.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you have on staff right now?
Right now we have 12 on staff with us.
Fantastic. Now tell us a little bit about to maybe the service area that you cover in Atlanta, because it's a pretty big area.
We cover all of Gwinnett. We cover some of Jackson, some of Hall, some of Barrett. We even go in the Atlanta area because some of our customers, like my construction company, if they're building some building in DeKalb County, we do go there and work with for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you go out and give people, say, if they want an estimate, say maybe they're, you talk about dealing with seniors and maybe their mom needs a little more help and you want to, they need to have somebody to come out and give an estimate to what you can do and make mom, help mom feel comfortable. Talk to us about how you would help that senior who's never had somebody to clean and they feel like I'm giving up something and I can't do it anymore. How do you help that person get through that I got to give this up because I can't do it?
Yes, we have a lot of seniors and we have a lot of people calling us to go and clean their moms or their grandmother's home. For example, we do a lot in Braselton. And you have to first make the seniors comfortable. And you have to be honest with them. You have to build a relationship with them. And that's what we do. Some seniors do not only want their bathroom clean. Some seniors only want their kitchen clean. And we offer that kind of service, which other cleaning company does not. We will go in and clean their bathroom. We will clean their kitchen for them, and we're on our way. And they're very happy. You know, we clean almost everything. We do all kind of cleaning. Like, you know, for example, we clean for you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we use what makes us unique. We use environmental cleaning. Like if you have pets, your children have allergy, the chemical we are using is good for kids, it's environmental, safe for yourself, because we are suffering with all kinds of sickness. So you have to have the right chemical to use in someone's home. And your home is the most precious place in your life. You invest big money in your home. You do not want to bring any and everybody in your house. It is important that the person build a relationship with you, use the right chemical in your house, so your investment is protected. Mm-hmm. Your house is protected as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you do some training for your employees. Talk to us a little bit about the types of process that, say, somebody was brand new hired today. What kind of training process would they go through with your company?
We are prepared with our training. We let them know the chemical we use. We let them know the kind of cloth they use. We let them know when they walk into a bathroom what to look for. I mean, we go through all the detail in the office with mm-hmm. them. And then when they go out there, I am with them, or I have Angie who trains them when we go out there, because that is very important to me.
Well, certainly, because you don't want them just to go. You want to make sure they're doing it the Angel Clean way.
Exactly.
And so they're maybe following somebody along for a little bit until you're satisfied that they're going to do it with up to your standards.
Yes, they have a 3 weeks training on the job. And also, when they leave, we leave an angel smell, which I do not share with anyone. We are the only one who have that smell. We make a mark as an angel. When we go to someone's house, you know an angel was there. And that's what we are.
That is awesome. I don't have any other words for that. So tell us a little bit about how you market yourself, how you go about finding other customers, and how people... the different places and areas that you go and market yourself to.
Well, in my church, we have a business directory, which I am on it, which is Victory World Church. Then we have network we goes to, like Sewanee Network and various other networks, which will take so long to mention every one of them. Plus, we socialize a lot, and I'm involved in so many different aspects in my church, in terms of mothers, in terms of abused mothers, in terms of realtor, different type of companies which we deal with.
Excellent. We've been listening to Jenifa Finch from Angel Cleaning Company. Tell us a little bit about if somebody were the service area that you cover. Do you cover? I think, did I already ask that question? I'm so sorry. I'm getting confused.
That's okay.
With all these guests today. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
But if somebody were looking for some more information, they say, you know, I like what I hear. They're looking for a little bit more information about you. How would they go about doing that?
Well, they can call us they can look at a website as www.angelcleaningcompany.com, or phone number is 770-614-3996.
Great. I've been listening to Geneva Finch from Angel Cleaning Company. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Our last guest today, certainly not least, is Jenny Butler from Green Street Studios. Welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Kay. Great to see you.
Jenny, talk to us. Start us off. Tell us a little bit about Green Street Studios.
Okay. Green Street Studio is a commercial interior design company. We're located in Gainesville, Georgia, just up the road. We specialize exclusively in commercial environments. That might be commercial office space, medical office space, retail. And we offer a full range of services from design concept through project completion. These would include preliminary design sketches and ideas, renderings, detailed space plans, which would be ADA compliant and compliant with local building codes. We offer finished and furniture selections, so that would be obviously anything from flooring to wall covering, furniture, workstations, everything in the interior environment. We also would include, well, and all of these services are on a menu, basically. So you would pick and choose what you need for your project, or it would be all inclusive. So we'd also do a full set of detailed drawings, interior architectural drawings. So that would include new build construction. That would include lighting plans, everything the contractor would need to build out the space, except for load-bearing walls and any exterior elements. So we won't get into that. But our drawings are reviewed and sealed by a registered architect. So really everything inside the shell of the building we would take care of. We would also do site visits during the construction process and do a walkthrough with the contractor at the end of the job. And we could even help coordinate the move-in for the client.
And tell us a little bit about, because I think most of the time when people think of interior designers, they're thinking home mm-hmm. interiors. So I think you have a very unique niche that you work with commercial. Someone who's runs a business, they don't think about what the inside of their building looks like, and they need a desk and a chair. Tell us what the importance of having that interior design in your commercial space is for.
Right. Well, and that's exactly right, Kate. There is a misconception about interior design, basically that we're just concerned with the aesthetics of the space, and that's not at all true. An interior designer does go through a very thorough educational process where we would learn the local building codes, the fire safety, fire hazards, and flammability of different types of products. But we can get into that more. I wanted to just say that with hiring an interior designer, not all properties that if you're moving into a space, not everybody would need an interior designer. It may be move-in ready, which is great for small companies. But, you know, you need to consider the space. You need to consider your company's goals and, you know, your mission, what you want to say about your company. And that should be reflected in your space to some degree, if possible. You should also consider your employees and how they work best, the different personality types that companies can really range. It can be really quite a broad range of personality types. And an interior designer would come in and create an environment that works well for everybody. So it's important to be thorough. You're going to be spending the money. You're going to work there every day. And it's important to bring a professional in to just help set up that environment.
Do you have a typical industry or type of customer that you work with, or are they pretty broad ranging?
Well, while we work with a wide variety of commercial spaces, we are really focusing in on targeting a few key areas. That would be commercial office space, whether it's a 1,500 square foot tenant or up to a 50,000 square foot commercial office headquarters. That's one. Retail and restaurant space, you see a lot of these strip malls that have a lot of vacant space available. That would be great for a small retail shop or coffee shop or something like that. So that's another niche. And then medical office space. Mm. And we've had a lot of experience with medical office space, whether it's just general medical doctor office, pediatrics office, chiropractic office. So those are the key areas we're targeting.
And if somebody, obviously myself included, if you're going through an office build out, you mm-hmm. have no idea There's got to be a process maybe that you take somebody through. Can you paint us a little picture of what that process looks like?
Oh, there's a process, yes. well, and it depends too, because as I said, I might not provide on every project a full list of services. So sometimes the company has a contractor they already know or have a relationship with, and maybe they just want me for conceptual design ideas. However, if I brought a contractor on board myself, we would obviously price out some different companies to work with, go with the one that we mutually agree with is the best choice. And then there is a process of providing the drawings, doing an approval process, getting them reviewed by an architect, as I mentioned, pricing out furnishings and finishes. And when we come to that spot of, okay, everybody's happy, then it moves forward. We provide a schedule. The contractor also provides a schedule, so we would work that together. And really, you know, the client is involved, but the goal is that I would be helping and working directly with the contractor to minimize the client's involvement in the day-to-day decision. Yeah. So it can look a lot of different ways, but that's generally how it works.
And are you working mostly with new build construction, or you've got somebody is in existing space and they need to, maybe they're growing and they need to find a way to rework their existing space?
Right, and it's usually existing space. There's not a lot of new build commercial properties going on.
Well, I was thinking you're talking about those vacant spaces they need to.
Oh, right.
But maybe they just have a space in where they're existing and they're expanding out.
Yes, and I just actually finished one that is, they didn't actually even do construction on that job. They're going to be doing it, so we're going to move into that phase. But what they wanted to do was create an environment to just jazz it up for their employees, for the most part, and walk-in clients. But they wanted to create a space where their employees wanted to come to work every day and could get excited about their environment. And so that was a small-scale type job that that's great, actually. Anybody can do that because my service package that we agreed on was so price competitive. It was really nothing that would break the bank at all. But it gave them a vision of where they are now, what they can do now with their existing budget, and then where they can go in a year or 2 years when they're ready to do that expansion.
I would think sometimes just making those little changes like that can just change a whole morale sometimes even of the company.
I think so. And yeah, and that's exactly, she found me online actually, just a small company in Gainesville. And, she was like, you know, we really have a vision. And when we kind of got that, you know, I gave a proposal to her and a sketch and some renderings. And she's like, yeah, this is exactly what we wanted. We want to brighten it up. We just want, you know, just that energy. And so that's exciting. Even that small step, which isn't, you know, a big break the bank type of thing.
Yeah, but those can add up too as well. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this in the interior design industry.
Oh yeah, well I have been in interior design for quite a few years. I got my degree from Mississippi State back a while ago, and have been doing this. I worked in Nashville and I worked in Atlanta. Did quite a variety of projects, some large corporate headquarters with really the big bucks, kind of fun stuff back before we had
the downturn in the economy.
Yes. So yeah, I've been involved on a lot of levels, and then in Atlanta, I worked with a company that partnered with a commercial real estate company, and we went in and did a lot of the tenant build out design work. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely tighter budget at that point because, you know, a lot of times the tenants are trying to work within their dollars that they have for the fit out. So quite a range of different types of projects, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
What is some of the biggest mistakes or blunders that maybe somebody goes through in the process that you think if they would just stop doing that, everything would go a lot easier, or that you find that you're coming in having to correct maybe because they thought they could do it themselves?
Well, that's true. You know, I think when it gets to the, you know, stepping back and looking at a project, you think it's not going to be that big of a deal. It always explodes. It does. The time frames get pushed back. You know, there needs to be somebody to rein it in and to take care of those details so it doesn't consume your day when you're supposed to be at work getting your job done and this becomes your job. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's hard to explain. I think if somebody's gone through that, they would understand. but not always. So. And that's a challenge.
Do you have an example maybe where you have helped somebody in particular and they went and it came back with a wow, that just is phenomenal. And then you it just gave you a sense of satisfaction that was a worthwhile project.
The first thing that came to mind, and then when you said that was a worthwhile project, I'm not sure, but I'm going to tell this anyway. I worked on a project several years ago, for a company that had a lot of workstations. They had a large open office environment. I don't even recall right now how many workstations they had. The company wanted to provide each employee the opportunity to choose their, I don't know if you're familiar with systems furniture and how they have elements in the workstations that would, maybe you get a special place to hold your pens or you get this magnetic bar where you can just put magnets and post things, and they let each employee make the decision of which key elements they were going to have in their workstations. And there were probably 200 employees. I was working with a company that, you know, at the time that we decided we were going to help them manage that process and help them with the move coordination. And that was quite an undertaking that I didn't think anybody realized at the beginning how much time would be involved. And at the end of the day, they were so grateful that they had somebody that could help them with those details. And we were happy that they were happy.
We're listening to Jenny Butler from Green Street Studio. Jenny, same hardball question I asked Ann. Tell us, what is it that you really love about what you do?
There's so many things. You know, and it may be a similar answer than Ann. I'm sorry for stealing your answer, but I really do like to help create an environment where people can be comfortable, where they can be productive, where they can be energized. And there's so many ways to do that. And I don't know that a lot of people realize that where you go to work every day can be that and inspiring even. So that's the part I enjoy, being able to bring that to the table.
Excellent. Now, somebody who's listening to us today and they've heard what all you have to say and they say, I want a little bit more information. How do they find some more information about okay. Green Street Studio?
Great. There's several ways. I've got a great website, www.interiorsbygreenstreet.com. You can look through there, get more information about our services, projects we've done. We've got industry news, and you can contact me through there. You can call the studio at 678-717-4980. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And so you can connect to those through our website as well.
Very good. Thank you, Jenny, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Kate.
You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to all of my guests for being on the show. Jenny Butler, Green Street Studio, Jenifa Finch from Angel Cleaning Company, Bob Stark from Keller Williams Commercial, Don Adams from Premier Branded Specialty, and Ann Spivey from Flowery Branch Chiropractic. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. Listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts. Go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.